The good news is we're living on a much safer planet than we had considered previously. The good news is the rate at which rocks from space are falling down on us is much lower than we had worried about 10 years ago.
Huh.
But the bad news is that a number of us who study rocks from space falling on the planet as a danger are trying to get a conduit to politicians, and here's why. In 1908, as you know, there was a big event in Siberia around the place called Tunguska, and this was a 50-meter-wide meteor which exploded in the atmosphere and knocked down a huge amount of forest around there. It's called the Tunguska event.
Right.
We now know it was caused by, again, a small asteroid, a big meteor, whatever you want to call it. It was an airburst, and the airburst had enough energy to be equivalent to several Hiroshima-sized atomic bombs. Now, we can expect things that size to hit the atmosphere about once every 100 years, and since that was about 100 years ago, all things being equal, we should expect another such event. Had that airburst happened over a big city,
yes,
there would have been the equivalent of dropping a large nuclear weapon on a large city. So my point being is that a number of scientists want a conduit to the White House or to Whitehall or to any place where there's a seat in government to quickly tell them that this was not a nuclear attack.
I hear you. If Denver is suddenly vaporized.
Totally. And so the next morning, Tehran's gone. And somebody says, George, I'm sorry, there was no radiation.
Well, look, if it was Tehran that was vaporized, I absolutely guarantee you that George Bush would be blamed, and it would not matter if it was a rock from space.
Yep.
George Bush would be blamed.
Well, the point is, if New York City was vaporized, we would immediately start looking at somebody to shoot at. Immediately. And I mean, at what point can you get to the president in such a crisis and say, hey, look, on line six, there's this pointy-headed professor who's trying to tell you that it was an
airborne
asteroid.
Yeah.
People are seriously trying to get the government's attention to get a conduit in because of this.
Is there truly none now? I mean, if one of our cities vaporized, is there no level-headed person that would imagine it might be something other? I mean, after all, we wouldn't have it. We've got satellites looking for stuff in boost phase, right, from any logical place where they could be launched, in Russia and China and wherever. You know, we have this looking shield, don't we? And we could say, well, we didn't see anything in the boost phase, so
they would think they missed it. I mean, we know that there's huge holes in this whole thing. There would be an immediate DEFCON, whatever it is. All the missiles would be put on alert.
Be DEFCON 1.
Yeah, if you have, say it's the worst-case scenario, New York City now is gone. 10 million people are killed by this airburst. Somebody's going to pay, right? Who are you going to shoot at? You got to shoot at somebody. So this is the scary scenario that is facing a lot of the people who study extinction and impact.
So you are telling me, though, that there is presently no, that NORAD or you know, somebody would not phone the president and say?
NORAD wouldn't know. There's probably 50 scientists on the planet who would know. But right off the bat, with all the...
All right, let's back up. What are the odds that if something of substantial size was headed toward us, God, I'd love a clear answer to this question, that we would know beforehand? What are the odds we'd know beforehand?
Depends on the size.
All right. A size that would destroy a city.
You wouldn't see it.
You wouldn't see it.
50 meters coming at that speed, there's just no way. There's not enough people out looking for 50-meter stuff out beyond the Earth's atmosphere. It would come in, it would do its job, it'd be over, and no one would know what happened.
We'd never see it coming.
Never see it coming. All of a sudden, you wake up, and you have this destroyed city. What do you do?
Because you don't know who sent this, I'm trying to imagine that actually occurring. Because you don't know who fired the missile that you suspect, you couldn't just willy-nilly dispatch a couple of ICBMs and destroy some of your most unfavorite people, or could you?
Or could you? The pressure was certainly on to do something. If you're a leader who has to show decisiveness, we've been attacked. I mean, that's what it would be. Do something quickly. certainly the military would go to full-scale alert, and then you always have a greater problem of, than a further accident. You know, there's going to be provocation. Somebody does something, somebody does something. And so it is a dangerous scenario, and it is a totally natural scenario.
Huh.
So in some ways, again, I'm telling you, the world is much less dangerous than we thought. But because of these small things, at least to extinction or invisible, the world is almost a much more dangerous as we start learning the frequency by which this sort of event takes place.
I don't know, Peter. Even your supposed good news is somewhat apocalyptic.
Well, it would be boring if it were, wouldn't it?
I suppose.
I mean, you didn't bring me on this show to talk about the evolution of my favorite fossil species.
No, that's so. Right. No, I do want to know whether we'd see it coming. I mean, even a lot of times with the bigger stuff, I've told you this before. We get a sort of a thing in the news that says something typically like, Earth had a close encounter last Wednesday. Well, hey, last Wednesday.
A lot of that.
I never saw any story that said, hey, guess what? Earth's about to have a close encounter.
Well, there have been a number of those stories, and they've always turned out to be false.
A couple of those. Well, they had a couple where they said, look, it might be a... you know, coming right at us type deal, and then 2 or 3 days later, they changed it.
Exactly.
These, I assume, are big objects, right?
Yes, they are big objects. No, this size, this class stuff is invisible, and it is, I guess, the worst-case scenario. On the other hand, it's a big planet. Most of it's ocean, so the greatest chance is that it's not going to be over city. That chance is really tiny. But as we populate the Earth more and more, the chance is there.
Well, yes, but see, there's this other thing to worry about in that case. Sure, I mean, you're right. There's more water than there is land, so there's more of a chance it would hit water. However, something that would destroy a city, seems to me, when it hit the water, would tend to probably displace a lot of water. Right?
Yeah, I don't know if airburst would cause a tsunami or not. That's certainly when one hits it causes tsunami, but airburst is a pressure phenomenon.
Well, no, I'm thinking of one actually hitting.
Yeah, it's got to be bigger than 50 meters, and the chances are you've got a much better chance of seeing something like that coming in. But the scary class are the 50-meter because there's a lot more of them, and they are invisible.
Well, I'll have
to ask what they do to water, Art. I've never thought of that.
Probably nothing good. I mean, anything hitting that hard is going to displace a lot of water. We just had an experience with a tsunami. Pretty bad one.
The thing about the 50-meter things is they never hit the ground. I mean, they totally disintegrate in the atmosphere. They come down, and the reason there is an airburst, they compress the air. They're just not big enough to make it to the ground, so they...
Well, even assuming an airburst over water...
Yeah, there's going to be a pressure wave of some sort, you're right.
A good job, perhaps, for a model, considering... We model everything else, so why not model an airburst over water? It's more likely than land.
Yeah, I could find that out actually about 2 days. I'll get back to you.
Really?
I'll send you an email. Well, that one's easy to figure out.
I'd absolutely love that.
All right.
How frequently do these size things pass by and make close calls?
Well, since we never see them, we don't know.
Oh, we never see them coming or going.
No, not the 50-meter size things. But we can model, we have this rough model that once a century, they hit the planet, the 50 meters, and caused this kind of boom. Again, Siberia was the unlucky victim last time. It took them many, many years to figure out what that was.